ATF rule forces background check system into private gun sales. By A.W.R. Hawkins on April 11, 2024. A proposed rule from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives, ATF, will soon take effect, forcing many private gun sellers to use the National Instant Criminal Background Check System, NICS, to sell their guns. The targets of this rule are not licensed federal gun dealers, as they are already required to use the NICS on every gun sale and/or transfer. Federal firearms license, FFL, holders are required to conduct background checks on all gun sales and transfers because of the Brady Act, 1993. That act created the NICS, and, since then, all retail sales of both new and used guns have been conducted via the NICS. Democrats have pushed to include private sales in the NICS requirement. However, Congress, even when controlled by Democrats, has refused. But the recently proposed rule does what Congress has refrained from doing by allowing the ATF to set its sights on private, non-licensed Americans who may sell guns at some time throughout any given year, the way Americans have been selling guns to one another since 1791, the year the Second Amendment was ratified. Breitbart News reported the ATF's announcement of the proposed rule on August 31, 2023. The rule redefines what it means to be engaged in the business of selling guns, thereby expanding the instances in which an unlicensed seller, i.e., a private citizen, must use the NICS to sell/transfer a gun. The ATF's rule changes language so that there is no clear line of demarcation between private gun sales and guns sold by FFL holders. Ambiguity is introduced into the equation, forcing every seller to prove he is not trying to make a profit, lest he be required to ensure the purchaser undergoes the NICS before taking possession of the firearm. The ATF's proposed rule states, consistent with the Gun Control Act, GCA, and existing regulations, the proposed rule also defines the term personal collection to clarify when persons are not engaged in the business because they make only occasional sales to enhance a personal collection, or for a hobby, or if the firearms they sell are all or part of a personal collection. This proposed rule further addresses the lawful ways in which former licensees and responsible persons acting on behalf of such licensees may liquidate business inventory upon revocation or other termination of their license. The expansion of point-of-sale background checks allows the government to better ascertain the location of all guns in America by enlarging the paper trail on firearms. Before 1993, there was no retail background check requirement, which means there was no paper trail on traditional firearms sold between 1791 and 1993. Many millions of those firearms are not only still in existence but still in use. And by expanding the NICS to private sales, the ATF is able to begin adding a paper trail on those firearms, thereby bringing them into the system. The rule awaits publication in the Federal Register and goes into effect 30 days after being published. Aidan Johnston, Gun Owners of America's Director of Federal Affairs, spoke to Breitbart News about the proposed rule, saying, "Once again, the Biden administration is weaponizing every tool in their toolbox to intimidate, harass, and criminalize gun owners with unlawful executive actions. This backdoor universal registration check rule is nothing more than a move to criminalize the sale of a single gun without a background check. By doing so, the government hopes to ensure that they are fully involved in every firearm transfer. And, eventually, the records of all those transfers will end up in their records database." Watch, A.W.R. Hawkins, Universal Background Checks Equals Gun Registry. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Dan Range with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio, and a pro staffer for Pulsar Night Vision. He was a visiting fellow at the Russell Kirk Center for Cultural Renewal in 2010 and holds a Ph.D. in military history, with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brownwater Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Beef is his favorite vegetable. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get downrange at breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly at herhawkins@breitbart.com.